This is lesson one, using your digital camera properly. Now, to improve the quality of every shot you take, you need to use your camera correctly. Now, I know that sounds obvious, but digital cameras are not like single-use cameras. And strangely enough, they can be much more forgiving than those less expensive cameras. If you want to get a great shot, you've got to have the right tools to do the job. In fact, the biggest holdup most people have is not knowing the basics of how their camera works. This lack of knowledge will slow you down considerably. For those new to DSLRs, it will take some time to get used to the features and flexibility that these cameras offer. And one of the features that you'll benefit from learning early on is how to use the focus options. If you have a DSLR camera, you should learn how to properly use it in autofocus mode. And it's not as simple as just pressing down the shutter and it focuses. There are some other nuances that you need to get your brain around as to how this thing is working. Because today's cameras are powerful computers, and they're driving precision, mechanics, and optics, and they typically do a really good job at focusing. But that said, you should also know when to turn off the targeting computer and use the force. Knowing when to go manual and how to focus in manual mode is critical. Sometimes the shot you need isn't the shot the computer thinks you want. Think about that. Sometimes the shot you want is not what the computer in the camera thinks you want. So you need to know how to override the computer so you can actually get the right shot. And to understand how to override it, you need to learn how to use the features properly. They need to be second nature to you. Now, with a good camera, you'll have various focus options. I mean, seriously, you should just take your camera out and try them all. Just play around with it so you understand what all the different focusing modes are. Learn how to choose the right one. So for different situations, you're going to want to use continuous autofocus versus single, all that stuff. And you're only going to learn those modes by playing with the camera and by studying your owner's manual. You should also try shooting in manual mode rather than autofocus mode. In those instances where you feel like, okay, I'm just going to throw it in auto, put it in manual and work for the shot and see how that works out for you. And you might be surprised that turning off that targeting computer may yield some better shots, because you'll be able to determine quicker what the subject of the scene is without having to focus and recompose. Now, today's cameras are smart enough to make decisions for you in many cases, so don't be afraid of autofocus. The point is, just know when to turn it off. Now, if you invest some time in learning how to use the manual mode, it'll enhance your ability to create creative shots and be more in control of that final photo. Now, white balance is another area that most people avoid. Just to put a fine point on it, white balance is basically telling the camera what white is in a scene, and all other colors kind of fall from that. If the camera knows what's supposed to be white, it can all the other colors, reds, greens, whatever, can all fall into place. But you got to tell it what white is. And if it thinks that white color is something else that's not white, you're going to see color shifts in your final image. So if you have a DSLR camera, you have the ability to choose custom white balance. That means you can tell the camera what white is. In other cameras, they're in perpetual auto mode, and it's just going to basically try to pick what it thinks white is and go from there. And they're generally pretty good, but they're not perfect. So you should try the various options on your camera. For example, if you want more warm colors in your scene, and if you're in a location that's indoors, you may want to, you know, use a different white balance than if you were in the sun and you wanted, you know, cooler colors, you know, or to counterbalance what the color balance of the sun is. The key to remember here is that auto white balance will attempt to balance based on the light in the scene, but it's rarely 100% accurate. But it's generally close enough. If you take the time to adjust and try out different methods, you'll find yourself in more control over that final image. Just play around with this. Now, as you become more adept with photography and with using your camera, you're going to find yourself wanting to put it in manual or custom white balance mode more than going auto. Now, I want to cover all of this and preface all of this with the fact that when you're shooting raw, you can choose your white balance after the shot has been taken. For example, when you're shooting In other words, when you're shooting JPEGs, the colors are burned into the image so that you can't really change them later. You can change them in Photoshop, but it's easier if you're shooting raw. So, for example, if I go out and I shoot a bunch of images on fluorescent mode and I'm at a beach, they're going to come out with a definite color shift when I look at them on the computer. However, I can select all those images in Lightroom or Aperture, those images, and then just tell it that this was daylight, and it will automatically shift the color balance of all those images and they'll look great. So, but that's not to say that you should just, you know, be lazy about when you choose or going with custom white balance. Professional photographers always try to get the shot in the camera. Get the best image you can possibly get in the camera. Then if you need to go into post or into the computer later and make edits and shifts and changes and all that good stuff, that's perfectly acceptable. But you should always be striving to get the best shot you can when you press that shutter button. So just remember, read your owner's manual. Have I mentioned that? Read your owner's manual. Not only does it give you step-by-step instructions on how to use your particular camera, but it'll also give you tips on how to use your camera properly to get the best finished photo. Experimentation is one of the best ways to learn and how to get to that point where you're taking the best shots every single time. You got to make mistakes in order to get good. So experiment and play around. In the next class, you're going to learn some hot tips for creating great landscape shots. That's lesson number one. This is Frederick Van Johnson of Shut Up and Shoot.